So just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, there's a Tosfos in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We've mentioned this Tosfos before, most recently in Masechtas Sukkah. Tosfos says that the minig is that after a yid is mekayim the mitzvah derabbanan of Sfira Sa'omer, there's a nusach you're supposed to say, Yehi Ratznoin Sheyibana Beis Hamikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, and Harachamon Hu Yachzer Lano. That's Tosfos nusach. But the nusach that we have is Harachamon Hu Yachzer Lano Avodes Beis Hamikdash L'mkayma B'mheira B'yameinu Amen Tzela. Tosfos is nusach as a Yehi Ratzin. But either way, says Tosfos that this nusach that we say and should say after Sfiras Ha'omer, you shouldn't say B'tkiya Shofar V'lulav. After you blow Shofar, and after you take the aluminum, don't say Harachem Anu Yachzal Anu Avoid the Space Amikdash Amkoyma Amen Tzela. And Tosfos has a reason why you shouldn't say. So Tosfos, in other words, had a Havamina. But just like after we say El Sfira, we say Harachem Anu Yachzal Anu Avoid the Space Amikdash Amkoyma B'mheira B'yameinu Amen Tzela. So too, maybe after Tkiya Shofar, and after the aluminum, you should do the same thing. So Tosfos, no. And Tosfos says, as far as why not? So the Rashash on this Gemara says, he doesn't understand Tosfos. Why do we say Harachem Anu Yachzal Anu Avoid the Space Amikdash from Kayim B'Meher B'Yameinu Amen Tzela? Oh, Tosfos says Nusach Yiratzin She'ibana Beis Amikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu. Why do we do it after Sfira? Because the Sfira Sa'omer that we have today is not real Sfira Sa'omer. The real mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer was to bring a Karban Omer, count 49 days, and then bring the Shtei Alechem. We don't have the Karban Omer, we don't have the Shtei Alechem. So the Sfira Sa'omer that we have today, it's not even a mitzvah Derabbanan, it's a Zecher LeMikdash. The whole mitzvah is just a Zecher for what was once upon a time in the Beis Hamikdash. Freik the Rashash, if that's the case, I understand why Tois had a Havamina. That maybe after you take the Dalad Minim, you should say the same Yehirat sign, the same Arachamon. Why? Because Dalad Minim today is very different than Dalad Minim was once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a mitzvah of Dalad Minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Today, it's only Mitakonis, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and the Sechta Sukkah 101. So after you take the Dalad Minim, and you're not Yoytze the mitzvah, days 2 through 7, Midday Raisa, so you say Yehirachamon, you say Yehirat sign, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Meir B'Yameinu, that one day we'll have the schus to be Yoytze the mitzvah properly again. Oh, but Tkiya Shofar? Frank the Rashash, what is Tkiya Shofar? What's the difference between Tkiya Shofar today and Tkiya Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? It's the same mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. Asnoi Frank the Rashash. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyon Ashnas, on this Gemara, Masechtas Megillah, so he brings the Rashash's Kasha, and he says to Terutza, the first teretz that he says is very poshet in light of today's daf. He says it's mavur, we just learned the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that the Tkiya Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash was different than the Tkiya Shofar Begvulin. Number one, Piv Mitzupezov. Number two, there were two chatzoitzrois on the side. And the Gemara learned it from the Pasek. Bachatzoitzrois for kol shofar hariu lefnei ha-melech Hashem. That is an inyan to not just blow shofar, but it should be bechatzoitzrois b'kol shofar, and that's a hanhaga that is appropriate when you're lefnei Hamelech Hashem, and that's something bezman shebeis hamikdash hayikayim took place in the Beis HaMikdash. But now, b'avoyneseinu harabim, we don't have the b'chatzoitzreis v'kol shofar hariyo lefnei HaMelech Hashem. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that was Tosfos Havamina. Tosfos Havamina was that after we blow shofar, and today we have one baltikeya, but you don't have the two chatzoitzreis on the two sides. So we say, harachem anu yachzolonu avoydes Beis HaMikdash umkoyma, yirotzein sheyibane Beis HaMikdash b'meir b'yameinu. So like this, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash again. And when we have a Beis HaMikdash, there won't only be a baltikeya and about makri, but there'll also be two people that are going to be standing with shtei chatzoitzros, and will be able to be mekayim, being meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu behiduroi. It's going to be bechatzoitzros for kol shofar ariel lefnei HaMelech Hashem, and that was to have a minute to say yiratzoi. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says v'divrei pi chacham chein. But he says another pshat. He says v'ula yesh loymar a different akuda, and that is a dover niflon. We're going to end with this. The Gemara said, and we saw this in yesterday's daf, that call hashoifreis ksherim chutz mishal para. And the Gemara said, why? Why is para not okay? The Mishnah said, because it's called Karen, but it was obvious that there's more to the story. And we had three pshatim in the Gemara. The second pshat was Ula. Ula said, k'd Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said that the Kohen Gadol, when he used to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, he used to take off his fancy begadim. He didn't wear his big days off. Instead, he went in with big day lavan, with big day boots. He went in with big begadim that were made of linen. Why? Because there's an idea that the Kohen Gadol, who's entering Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he's going now to give Kapara for Klal Yisrael. You can walk in with gold. Gold is going to remind the Kadosh Baruch of the Chet Ha'Egel, and you're supposed to be the Saneger, and in Kateger, Nasa Saneger. So Ula said, that's why you can't blow Shofar with a Shofar Shal Para. Because the Para is going to remind the Kadosh Baruch of the Egel. The Egel comes from the Para. And it's going to remind the Kadosh Baruch of the Egel, and in Kateger, Nasa Saneger. But the Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara said that even though the Kohen Gadol couldn't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're in the big days of, but all the other avodas that were done by Chutzi were the big days off, even on the Yom HaKadosh. So you say, Maris, it's a problem when you're Lefnai V'Lefnim. Since Kasha was the Shofar, Freik the Gemara, doesn't go Lefnai V'Lefnim. So if it doesn't go Lefnai V'Lefnim, what's the problem of Enkatega Nasa Saneger? And the Gemara said, it's true. The Shofar never enters Lefnai V'Lefnim. Oh, but what's the purpose of the Shofar? The purpose of the Shofar is to bring the Yid Lefnai V'Lefnim. Kivan de Lezikoroinu. Being that the idea of the Shofar is for HaKadosh Baruch to remember us, Kibifnim Dami. It's as if we're Lefnai V'Lefnim. And we mentioned yesterday that the Sfas Emes said over, based on the Torah from the Rebbe Rabbinim, in the Igeres that's printed in the end of the Sefer Kol Simcha, where the Rebbe Rabbinim said that Ksiv betoich ami anoichi yosheves, Uksiv meirachai kashem nirali, v'zeh soid Rosh Hashanah. That the soid of Rosh Hashanah is meirachai kashem nirali. That even though the Yid is wherever he is, aber on Rosh Hashanah, there's a bechina of meirachaik Hashem nirali. Kivan de lezikaroin, it's kibifnim dami. And that's the bechina of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why the Sfas Emes said there was no mitzvah to be oyle regel on Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you didn't have to be oyle regel. Because in Rosh Hashanah, every single yid is bifnim. You mekayim the mitzvah of nira, of being seen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meirachaik. Because that's the side of Rosh Hashanah. Meirachaik Hashem nirali. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, a dover nifla. Veruyin advarim, lavisha amram. He said that you want to know what Taisus Avamina was. That after Tkiya Shofar, you should say Haracham Anu Yachzal Anu Avodas Beis Hamikdash. You should say Yiratzoin She Yibane Beis Hamikdash B'mheira B'yameinu. He says because after Tkiya Shofar, when the Yid is blowing Shofar, it's Meirachai Kashem Nirali. It's Kivin Del Zikar and it's Kibifnim Dami. And the Yid is Mamish standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being Oyle Regal. Oh, he's being Oyle Regal from his Beis Medrash. He's being Oyle Regal Meirachai. It's Meirachai Kashem Nirali, which is a Madrega Nifla. It's an unbelievable idea. The Rebbe Rabbinim said it's Soid Rosh Hashanah. It's the secret of understanding Rosh Hashanah. Meirachaik Hashem Nirali. But at the same time, we're Rachaik. So we were just Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. We were Mekayim the mitzvah of Yehirah Kol Schurcha. But we were Mekayim it Meirachaik. So we say a tefillah. Yehiratzoin sheyibanu beis hamikdash b'mheiru b'yameinu. There should be binyan beis hamikdash. And we should be zoicha to be Mekayim this mitzvah. Not the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. It's the Zelba Tkiyah Shofar. Aber the Indian of Tkiyah Shofar, which is Lizikaroin, which is Kibifnim Dami, it's Keilu Yibifnim, it's with the Kafadimyan. The tefillah is that we should be Zoicha, that we should literally be standing Bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection. That's the connection between Tkiyah Shofar and the tefillah of Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu.